Welcome to our daily halacha. What we're doing is reviewing some of the most relevant, interesting questions that come up in the Mishnah Berurah and the Dirshu edition, which tells us modern shailas. Of course, it's just meant to whet our appetites to actually learn the Shulchan Aruch inside. This is meant to share some of the interesting, relevant topics which come up. So we're going to try to do Simen Gimel and Simen Daleth very quickly right now. So in Simen Gimel, an interesting question. It's talking about the laws of the bathroom, of going to the bathroom. So I'm not going to get into all the nitty-gritty details. But one thing that comes up is, can I as a male go to the bathroom, or number one, in public? So you might think, well, obviously not. But interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah actually writes that technically it's permitted, even in broad daylight, to urinate, because that's not technically considered a disgrace. At least it wasn't in those days. Apparently, they didn't have as many abilities to go to the bathrooms. They didn't have as many bathrooms. Unfortunately for some of us, or fortunately for others, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he paskins that nowadays about a Yiras Shamayim Yid should try to make sure that he goes to the bathroom and does not urinate in public. However, if there's really no bathrooms around and you're really stuck and you really got to go, it would be permitted to go to the bathroom, again, number one for a man. All right. Another interesting Simen 3 halacha that I saw in the Mishnah Berurah is that the Sefer Chassidim is quoted by Rav Akiva Eger saying that after you go to the bathroom, you should make sure you clean up after yourself to leave it clean for the next person. So that's some practical advice. All right, moving to Simen Dalet, which is a large Simen. So one question that comes up is, in 4:13, do I need to wash my hands? The Simen's about Netilas Yadayim. Do I need to wash my hands if I stayed up all night? This is actually Machlokes, Shulchan Aruch, or Ma. Practically, what the Mishnah Berurah says a person should do is go to the bathroom and touch an impure place, and then you'll be chayav to do Netilas Yadayim in the morning, because there's a Machlokes whether you have to do Netilas Yadayim if you didn't sleep, but if you touch the plates, and everyone agrees you need to wash. So that's what you do on the night of Shavuos or any all-nighter. You go to the bathroom right before daybreak, touch an impure place, and then you can wash Netilas Yadayim. Okay. Another question that comes up, is there a problem putting my Netilas Yadayim water on the floor? So this actually comes up in my life sometimes, and the answer is a bit confusing. For Netilas Yadayim in the morning, it is a problem because we're washing away the Ruach Ra, the bad spirit, and we don't do that onto the floor. Similarly, Mayim Achronim would be problematic to wash onto the floor because of the bad spirit that you're washing off. However, washing your hands before you eat bread is for a different purpose, and therefore that would be permitted to wash that water onto the floor. Okay? Two more shailas. Maybe three. So, is there a problem sleeping during the day? So, one would think, what's the problem? The Mishnah Berurah actually quoting the Shulchan Aruch, writes that it would be better not to have a long nap during the day, like David and Melech, who never slept during the day. However, the Aruch Shulchan writes that if it's going to help a person's devoted to Hashem, their learning, their tefillah, then it would be no problem to sleep during the day, even a long nap. One would have to wash their hands three times without a bracha if they took a nap during the day. And it would be better if you could, you know, get good sleep at night, which is healthier anyway, and then not have the shayla. What about when I leave? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses the laws of washing when you leave different areas. One of those areas is when I leave a bathroom. Question is, does that apply to nowadays bathrooms? The Chasam Sofer is not so sure. He believes that the bathrooms back then were more disgusting, and maybe our bathrooms have a different category. Nonetheless, we would be machmir to try to wash our hands when we leave a bathroom. But there's a different question. Do I have to wash three times with a nathla? This is a machlokis brought down. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a stringent opinion by the Heichal HaKadosh. But he also quotes a lenient opinion, Beis Avram, says it's okay even without three times, and three times only to remove Ruach Ra. When you go to the bathroom, you didn't have Ruach Ra. So it's good to be machmir, but definitely Many, many people are lenient, and it seems like there's a lot of reason to be lenient, especially bearing in mind that Chassam Sofer said our bathrooms are different than they were in the olden days. One last question. If I'm stuck, can I wash my hands in a bathroom for Netilas Adayim or for before you do Netilas Adayim in the morning? The answer is certainly better not to, but if you're really stuck, Rav Moshe and others do permit one to wash in the bathroom. All right, hope you enjoyed these very practical modern-day questions based on the Mishnah Berurah, Dirshu edition. Can't wait to continue with Simon Hay of our Halacha very soon.